in our studio is one Sam Panionovich, who watches sports and sports wagering for us here at WGN Radio. Sam, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing good. I thought about you as I was driving in today. I'm looking out, and I drive from the right side, the south side, up.
Yeah.
I look to the east, and I see the lake, and it looks freezing.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, we really blew it. Because what did we talk about doing back in August?
You wanted me to get in a speedboat and drive...
Not a speedboat, a jet ski.
There you go. A jet ski from Navy Pier to one of these gambling joints. Which was the one?
Horseshoe in Hammond. Oh. It's like a 25-minute jet ski. I thought we could both do it, and using the geometric pinging that the sportsbook apps use, we could kind of scoot around, and we both hold our phones out until we go, "Got it!" And then you can make a bet.
The geometric pinging is what?
I guess I'm speaking French to some people. So with these sportsbook apps now, a lot of these casinos in Vegas have their brick-and-mortar positions, but they make it more convenient for you. They give you a mobile account. You put money in, sort of like a checking account. They give you a name and a password, and you have a sportsbook on your phone. But you cannot bet outside of your state.
So in Illinois, you can't use this.
Well, you can't bet legally in Illinois yet. People are just beginning to apply for licenses. I saw three licenses applied for yesterday. Rivers and Des Plaines, Alton and Elgin. But in Nevada, if you have a mobile app, you can drive to the state line. And once you cross the state line, you can't bet because the GPS in the phone realizes you're out of state. That's illegal. You can't bet from different states.
That's sophisticated. So then do we have the reverse of that in Illinois? When you cross into Indiana, it knows?
Yes.
And so now, now you can start wagering.
So people that have mobile accounts in Indiana, where, by the way, it is legal, and had a buddy went to the Horseshoe yesterday, they added a whole new row of kiosks, and they're going to have, I think, 15 tellers for the game on Sunday. This is their first Super Bowl of legal betting in Indiana.
You have been pushing that narrative, those kinds of stories to me, ever since it happened. You're always reminding me how much money Illinois is leaving on the table.
Right. And it's huge, too. And I saw the New Jersey numbers for the last Super Bowl. 82% of the bets came in on the phone.
Hmm.
That's a lot because people don't want to go to a casino anymore. We're lazy. We order Uber Eats. We order Amazon. We don't want to go to the damn casino.
So we would be able to, maybe for the March Madness, right?
That's what the optimism is sounding like, March Madness.
So then how would that work, Sam? So then I would be able to, in my living room, open up an app for a sports book for a company, Caesars or something like that? I'd get the Caesars app or some sports betting site?
Let's play show and tell. I'm going to hand you, this is one of the apps in Las Vegas. It's like a menu. Now those numbers, the plus and minus, those are the odds, but just read some of those bets out loud. Those are bets you can make.
I could bet just by pushing the button on the phone that you've handed me.
Right, but I just wanted to show you some of the options. That's what that's a sports book right now in your right hand.
Coin toss for Super Bowl 54.
John, you've got his phone. Make some bets.
I could hit this, and I will bet on the coin toss?
Well, that's a media account, and that's a Nevada thing, so you couldn't bet. But I'm just saying, like, if you scroll down, coin toss.
Thank you, though, Steve. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Who will win the flip? Who will commit the first penalty?
49ers or Chiefs score three straight times?
Mm-hmm. Well, either team score three straight times. The point is, you scroll down, and you can literally a la carte pick what you want and just do it on your phone.
And then I put as much money on there as I want to? I've got it tied to my credit card?
Well, no, it's tied to the money in your account. It's like a checking account.
Oh, so it's not my credit card?
No.
Why not?
Think they're going to let you bet on credit? No.
Well, what do they care if it's coming out of... If they get the money, that's my hardship, not
theirs.
That
may be 10 years from now. I don't think we're ready for credit cards yet.
I'm not saying
books.
We should. I'm not even advocating that. But so in other words, the money that you bet on this, I have to have demonstrated that I have.
You have already deposited it into that account.
So what account is that? My checking account or an account that they hold in escrow?
They hold it.
It's like you went to the casino and bought chips.
There you go. Right. So now I'm playing with their chips.
I'm not trying to make you feel dumb, but this is how it goes in Nevada. Every casino has a mobile app, and as long as you're inside the state of Nevada, you can bet on the phone, and it'll come to Illinois. It'll be here before you know it.
Will the 49ers convert their first third down attempt? Are you kidding me?
I have no idea.
I don't know. How many yards do they have to go? I don't know.
The thing is, have I told you about the cereal analogy yet?
No.
So the cereal analogy is the hardest thing, I think one of the hardest things I have to do when I go grocery shopping is walk down the cereal aisle. because there are so many options. But because of all the options, I know I'm leaving with something. If it's just a wall full of Wheaties, I go, I'm not feeling like Wheaties today. But there's Honey Nut Cheerios, and there's Apple Jacks, and ooh, there's Count Chocula. I haven't had that since I was in second grade. You're probably going to leave with something if you're there for cereal. The more options you have, the more you're going to play. And that's why you have 1,000 different ways to bet this game. You might not like the Chiefs or the Niners or the over or the under, but you might look at Robbie Gould and go, he's going to hit a 50-yard field goal. And the more you have available, the more people will bet and the more money that casinos will make.
Is Robbie Gould going to, is that a bet I could make?
Yes.
I will say yes. I would put $1,000.
Don't get out of control.
I wonder what a smart amount of money is to bet. How would you advise people on that?
There's this Kelly criterion, which is you should only, say you have $100, you should only bet like 5% of your bankroll. You should never bet more than 5%. So if you have 1,000, the number incrementally raises, but you should never bet at all. Although, try telling some people that, you know.
Wait a minute. So you mean in your total assets or
no,
in
the money that you would put in an account. Like, say,
Steve,
speak you
to your
went,
financial advisor, ask him how much money you and your family are worth.
So, Steve, say you put $1,000 in this horseshoe account.
Okay.
You should never bet more than 5% on one game.
Well, that sounds to me like that comes from the casinos who are getting interest on your money. What?
They don't get interest on the money. You can take it out whenever you want.
But they still must be investing, regardless.
What do they do with the money?
Well, if it's in the account, you'll probably play with it.
So if you've got 1,000 in the account, why not bet 500 of it if you want?
He asked what the recommended bet should be for the math
guys. Because you could lose it, Steve.
Because, Steve, it's so hard to make a profit. And that's why, you know, and John, how many times have we talked about picks on your show and I'll get a pick wrong and, you know, I'll feel bad about it. It is so hard. I mean, the best people in the world that do it for a living, and I don't do it for a living, I never will, it's too stressful. The best people in the world are only winning about 57-58% of the time. That sounds like it's not that good, but when you do the math, that's really a strong rate.
Sometimes you think, well, this is so easy. Of course Villanova is going to beat DePaul or something like that.
There's a reason.
I know college basketball.
There's a reason that sports betting is becoming legalized, because the government is finally realizing, hey, people do it. And, hey, people don't win.
And even if you win or lose, I mean, the taxes aren't on the casino. Well, I guess the taxes are on the casinos, right? Not on the wagers. Like, if I win money on a bet, then do I have to pay taxes on my winnings?
Essentially, you should report at the end of the year what you win and lose. But you don't report your losses either.
Is there a paper trail on that? Like, the casino will then send me a 1099 form or something for the money I won?
The number in Vegas for sports betting that you get the 1099 is $9,999.99. If you win more than that, you get the paperwork. Otherwise, it's on you to report it. And let's be honest, most people don't.
I don't know that that's true. Do you think that's true?
Yes.
People don't report their legal gaming winnings? You don't know anybody who ever has,
do
you?
No, I do. I just think more people than not don't. By the way, I have another prop. I know we're kind of going around the world here, but this is actually, I'm going to say this because this is how the prop is worded. It's not a bad word. Will J-Lo show butt cleavage? Have you talked about this yet?
I have not. I didn't want to say butt cleavage on the radio.
He has not.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Yeah,
those two words together.
Yeah.
And I also don't know what that means.
Let's go to Steve Bertrand in the newsroom.
You don't know what that means?
No, I mean, you know, like, is it? Well, I don't want to get too anatomical here. This
is
a family radio station.
Will J-Lo have a plumber's butt? That's another way to put it.
I'm going to guess no.
Is that what butt cleavage means?
Isn't it?
Wait, what's butt cleavage?
Let's just stop. All right, fine. Let's move on. That's what I'm saying, though.
Like, no, I think butt cleavage is where the pants or skirt are so short you see the bottom round half moons of her cheeks.
No. I have no idea.
I want to thank you guys because I just Googled it and this is fun.
It's legitimate now.
You can actually bet on this.
What is the what are the numbers saying?
The no is -$4, so you have to bet. You have to bet four to win 100.
I don't know what that means.
You have to bet 400 to win 100.
Are people saying it's more likely or less likely?
More likely that she will not.
Will not.
Mm-hmm.
So if I bet and she does, then I stand a chance to make some money.
And there has been a drastic movement. I know you're.
And who gets to be the judge of that too? By the way,
I have no idea. Okay. That's why I think
spent too much time on this.
It's difficult because I truly did just Google it, and the pictures are equally top or bottom.
So we're not real clear on what that is it even is.
But there's one here that's a middle.
Hey, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
On the Gatorade market, which I know you're dying to know, there has been a flurry of dollar bills on purple Gatorade.
Purple Gatorade. I was hoping for orange. I was betting on orange.
Purple Gatorade was at one point 5 or 6 to 1, and now it's about plus 200.
Wow.
So there has been a nice fluctuation of money on purple Gatorade.
Do you understand the problem we have? We'll pause here and come back, but just comment on this when we come back. And then I have 54 fun facts about the Super Bowl, of which I'll read about 3. But comment on this. When you go, can you believe that? The plus or minus was 5, but now it's under 200. Or the problem is going to be, when it becomes legal in Illinois, to make what you're talking about discernible to those of us who don't understand it. WGN Sports' Sam Panionovich follows the sports and gaming world, the intersection of those. We might have legal betting in Illinois before March Madness. You could bet on the college games. I hope that doesn't ruin my office pools, because those are a lot of fun.
It won't.
Now you don't even have to do that. You could just sit there in your dark basement and click away.
There will come a time when you can. I got a text, by the way, from the 219. I've been to the Ameristar Casino in East Chicago, Indiana. I've seen people in line and at the kiosk all hours of the day, all hours of the night. What are they betting on early in the morning or that late at night? Simple answer. You can bet on games as far out as they put them up. The Super Bowl, you've been able to bet on the Super Bowl since the end of the championship games. That line came out that night. Almost 2 weeks. So you've been able to bet this. You don't have to wait till the day of the game. And when you get questions like this, that's the line that I always find myself trying to straddle when I come in with you, because I talk about it like it's a second language. And for other people, it's just not yet. And I think education going forward, and the state has allocated money in this sports betting budget to educate and make sure people know what they're doing. They've also allocated money for problem gambling. So, but it's a lot of money.
I was watching ESPN the other day, and I forget, it must have been ESPN2. And there was a couple of guys, maybe a gal, and they were sitting there talking about sports bets. And it was just boom, 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 boom. It was really fast. They were really good. I was thoroughly entertained. Didn't understand a word of it. But, I mean, it was just so interesting to see these people with so much knowledge, A, about the teams and the things they were talking about, the players, the left ankle of a guard you never heard of, stuff like that, and just segueing from crazy things that have happened. And then, on top of it, this bizarre language they were speaking and the numbers that were flying in and out of their heads. So they were like math whizzes who understood the business, who understood the teams. And again, I didn't understand much of what they were talking about, but I sure appreciated the knowledge and the wizardry of these people. Even if they lose all their money, it was just a really entertaining show. Okay, so here's 54 fun facts about the Super Bowl.
You're going to get to all 54?
It's the Chiefs and the 49ers. Fact one.
Wow.
They're in the Super Bowl.
Are you
going to
skip around here? What's number two? They will play with a football.
It'll be the first Super Bowl appearance for the Chiefs in 50 years.
And Joe Buck's father, Jack Buck, announced that game 50 years ago. And guess who's on the call this Sunday?
Joe Buck. Why do people hate Joe Buck? Give us a call. 312-981-7200.
Lines are full.
Text your response. I don't hate Joe Buck.
I don't either.
He's had some interesting hair choices, the colors, the shape. He seems knowledgeable and affable to me. Got a nice voice. This is the first Super Bowl appearance for the Chiefs in 50 years. This is the 49ers' 7th Super Bowl appearance. San Francisco went to 5 Super Bowls between 81 and 94 and won all 5 of them. Here's a question for you. If the Niners win Super Bowl LIV, they will tie whom for the most Super Bowl victories in NFL history?
I believe it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Number one. And there's one other team?
New England Patriots.
A certain New England team. Those are the two with the most.
Steelers were so good in the 70s.
We kind of forgot that,
didn't
we?
They were unbelievable. They were the Patriots before the Patriots.
That's so true. And a different kind of team, too. A steel town.
They
team.
Weren't winning games 50-40. They were winning games 17-3.
It'll be at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. This will be the 11th time a Super Bowl has been played in South Florida. Sam, for $200, the Miami area ranks among first among all host cities. What's the number two town for hosting Super Bowls with 10?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is correct.
All right. I'm not cheating either. I'm not. I don't play for the Astros.
Has that become a noun or a verb or something?
I saw a sign at a church.
Don't Astro that now. Come on.
I saw a sign at a church in Houston. It said, we had a sermon, but the Astros stole it.
That's really
Or something
good.
Like that.
That's
yeah.
really good. Uh-huh. Super Bowl LIV is scheduled for 5:30 kickoff Chicago time on Fox. Sean Hannity is interviewing the president beforehand. I don't know how long we've been doing the tradition of the president doing an interview. Sean Hannity and the president will do a sit-down before the game, probably before the pregame. Not sure when that comes on.
That's interesting because it used to always be on the host network, right?
Yeah, well, it's on Fox, but it's not on Fox News. Those are different
so it
channels.
Isn't, right.
I guess it's the same company.
Yeah, I guess they don't really have a national news anchor. So,
well, the sports guys don't do it. It's all, no. If it's CBS, then it would have been Dan Rather or somebody else, right?
Remember, this was the interview with Lester Holt that got the president in trouble about firing James Comey. It was the Super Bowl interview.
And that was on NBC then, Lester
right,
Holt's
right,
NBC?
Right.
So how fortunate for the president it's on Fox this year because he and Sean are so close. So I guess that's the challenge then for Sean Hannity is how hard or far do I push the president? What in the back of his mind, what would Lester Holt do here?
I don't think that's in his mind.
The Chiefs are the...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
He's not an anchor. So that would be... Wallace were doing it,
that's true.
It would be different.
Right. I mean, nearly. Sean Hannity's a talk show host. Lester Holt is a news anchor. And while we don't appreciate that, those are different descriptions. The Chiefs are the consensus favorites to win, but just by one point. Is that the deal?
So they're not really favorites. Vegas is saying flip a coin. I think the Chiefs have the best player. I think the Niners have the better team. It's tough to fade Patrick Mahomes. He's the best player in the world.
It's tough to fade Patrick Mahomes.
Tough to go against him. Tough to bet against him. I'm sorry. I'm going to bring a glossary next time.
You know what? When this becomes legal, I'm
I should write. We should write a glossary.
A glossary of sports betting phrases that the average Joe needs to know.
And we'll sell it in Indiana.
Well, soon we'll be able to sell it right here in River City. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan will be making his Super Bowl debut. What will be unique about his family tree relative to the Super Bowl?
Believe the father, Mike, didn't he go to Eastern Illinois? I don't know. I forget where he's from. He's from Illinois. I can't remember the city, though.
Oh, you're overthinking it. Shanahan's dad, Mike, was the Niners' offensive coordinator during the 1994 championship and led the Broncos to back-to-back. So you have a father-son Super Bowl champion family. He was born in
Leyden.
That's around here?
Yeah. Pretty much right outside of Oak Park.
The 49ers are just the third team in NFL history to reach the Super Bowl after winning four or fewer games the season before. Is that unique to football? That you can, in a 60, so they were what, 3-13 or 4-12 last year, and now they are poised to win the Super Bowl. Do other pro sports have that kind of turnaround available to them?
No. Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL, though, early in the season, so they didn't have their starting quarterback.
Whatever. Here, I mean, it's...
No, it's very, very rare. It's an anomaly, actually.
But maybe more possible for an NFL team to do that than a Major League Baseball team or an NBA
team. The turnover in football is a lot more drastic than it is in any other sport.
San Francisco's greatest strength is its defense. The Chiefs are known for their offense.
Yep.
You agree with that?
Checks out.
Star of the San Francisco running backfield in the NFC title game is Raheem Mostert.
Raheem Mostert, who was cut by the Bears. He had four touchdowns in the NFC title game.
Did they do this? Remember the thing used to be when the World Series would happen, you would...
former Cubs.
Cubs factor. Is there a Bears factor in the Super Bowl?
Robbie Gould. Raheem Mostert. You got a couple former Bears.
On both teams, the quarterback for the Chiefs, I'm going to put on the Bears roster.
Has that been in the news that the Bears passed on Mahomes?
Oh, now you're stealing my jokes.
I know.
Okay, so Sam, as you go, what's the best, most interesting, most fun thing for an average fan to look forward to during the game, besides the commercials and the butt cleavage?
My most fun bet, I know we got to go here, is a missed PAT. Can you just root for a missed extra point for me?
Oh, I have to bet on a missed, will there be a missed PAT?
I like the yes. I think somebody will doink one or miss one wide left or wide right. And so when you're you're watching the game, folks, think about me. If you see a missed extra point,
Sam just made some money.
I'll be very happy.
It's 10:57. Thanks, Sam Panionovich.
27-23, Niners.
Listen, I'm not going to dwell on this, but we sure are getting a lot of text messages this morning about butt cleavage, since there's a bet you can make about whether or not we'll see any from J-Lo. The problem was we weren't sure what that meant, to which 847 said, Joe Buck is a plumber's crack. King John, what not to hate about Joe Buck? I'm not a big enough sports fan to fully appreciate the sins that Joe Buck has committed, but evidently they are legion, and a lot of you are taking the time to write in today about that. 423 said Gatorade is usually the team colors, so it would be red since that's the color of both teams. It in a ridiculous tribute to Kobe Bryant, it might be purple this year. And by the way, how much money on possible earthquake? Sam is still clicking away on his computer over there. Sam, are people, can I wager on will there be an earthquake for the Super Bowl?
You may be able to somewhere, because there was just an earthquake, right, in Jamaica?
And it sort right.
of, and yeah. it rattled one of the hotels in South Beach. So I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
I don't think you can bet that in America. But again, there's the global markets. A lot of the big Rolodexes of bets come from the UK and or Costa Rica, Panama, Nicaragua. That's the Wild West, or maybe the Wild East, depending on how you look at it. But you can't. I don't think you can bet that legally in America.
Hmm.
Interesting, though. You can bet it somewhere.